This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello, I'm so glad that you guys are joining us on Close Up, and I literally mean you guys, because I have three guests today. I have Larry Huntley, who is also councilman on for the town of Fort Mill, and I know Bill, and I maybe should also include that Larry Huntley is in famous Chosery, which we are today broadcasting live, occasionally refers to himself as Honorary Bill. Is that correct,
yes,
sir?
It may be an honorary bill.
Okay, if you want to just lean in and talk a little bit closer to that mic, that would be fantastic. Honorary Bill. Now, Larry, you let's start with the serious stuff first. You serve on Fort Mill's Town Council.
Correct.
How long have you served?
About 12 years now.
Now, when I think about Fort Mill and I think about 12 years, wow, there has been an incredible shift in terms of growth in York County and especially in Fort Mill. Today I drove on the parkway kind of in front of the Catawba Ridge High School.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been on that lately?
Oh, yeah.
I was shocked at how much land has been cleared, making room for new homes. But you, when that land was kind of presented in front of the council, it was really a no-brainer that you go ahead and approve development and growth. Why was that? If you had said no, what potentially could have happened to that growth?
Generally speaking, when we annex a piece of property in town for construction, residential, it's not unusual for, I know one up Sutton Road, it was zoned for the county to be something like 200 mobile homes. So when we annexed it, it was like 70 private residents.
Which is in terms of quality of life.
And the ones across from Catawba Ridge, it's in there, it will have a little shopping center with it, a little strip mall, you know, like CVS and things like that, which says that those people may not be contributing quite as much to the traffic as you would think they would, because they can walk to the drugstore instead of drive.
That seems to be the desired goal today, is to provide mixed-use opportunities where you have business and you have lifestyle. I understand the firehouse, fire station, is also part of that, working together with the development.
That's correct, yeah.
So how did that go about? I know that was a need in Fort Mill, but when you can kind of do it in a way that is saving us money, we like it a whole lot. So tell me a little bit about how that all came down.
Well, we were needing another fire station. There's something in the rules that a fire station can be only so many minutes from a potential customer, if you want to call them that.
Mm-hmm.
And the area out there was getting a little far away from our main fire station. So we put one on W Bridge Road, kind of temporary, in a house. Well, this will take the place of that one as a house.
Okay.
And then where that fire station is, that will be developed in more park area.
Very nice. And it's interesting, because where the second fire station is right now, it does look like a house. And you see this big old fire truck and you just wonder, what's up with that? Well, that has served its purpose. Is it true that when you have the fire station within those miles from a home, it lowers the cost of like homeowners insurance or the rating? Or there's a reason to that, right?
Yeah. See, we work with the county on that.
Okay.
You just got to be so far from a fire station. For instance, Flint Hill is a county, but they're a lot closer to some of our houses than we are. So those houses, like the Carolina Orchard, their fire insurance is based upon how far they are from a county fire station, not a city fire station, although they are in town.
Gotcha. Now, you know, you bring up Carolina Orchard, which is a development designed for those, 55 and older. the reason that is a good fit when you look at the whole diversity in Fort Mill is why?
No school children, for one thing.
Okay, so they don't make an impact on
yeah.
school.
And they tend to, if I were still working, I'm sorry, if I were still being paid to work, I would tend to leave at the same time everybody else leaves home, and we're all on the road at the same time. There's some roads like W Bridge Road, 100%. I can go out there sometime during the middle of the day, not a car in sight. So when you get 55 and older, they tend to leave, you know, when they get good and ready, because you can do that when you get 55.
It's a job perk
yeah.
since you're still working, just not getting paid.
Yeah,
wink, right?
You don't get paid for it.
Well, that is true. You have the option to manage your time. But if you're working, the morning and the afternoon commute is pretty intense. And you have kids and you have family here, and you know that that's part of what growth management looks like. Did you get a lot of questions about what comes first, the chicken or the egg, in terms of bringing business to our area? Business, when they're choosing or considering a place to move, what are some of the things that they look for?
Well, one of them, of course, is taxes.
Taxes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, someone be available, the availability of a trained workforce.
That's true. They got to have a talent pool.
Yeah.
Right?
And then the infamous traffic.
Oh, yeah. And you have to have a place to live, you know, because potentially if you're bringing a big company to our area, quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been mentioned the Greenway. That is such a selling point. It's a feature of what we offer here in Fort Mill. What about impact fees? I know that was also a big topic not too long ago for town council. You did approve them. And have you seen any slowing down or regret, or do you still feel like that was a really good idea?
This lady over here kind of grounded me out, you out.
Drowned me out. Okay, so you're reading my lips. Okay, so impact fees. When
yeah.
Fort Mill decided to
charge. You.
Yes. What is, now that we are a couple of years,
uh-huh.
in, you know, from that decision being made, how do you feel about that decision? Was it the right one?
Looking back at it, yes. I voted against it. But it hasn't done anything about slowing anything down. But we have money now that we can, like when we got the new city hall, bought it from Emporium, we bought that with cash.
You know, it's amazing when you got a little money in your pocket, you can take advantage of a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't stop just because suddenly it's, you know, the management of a town, it's good common sense fiscal responsibility.
Right.
Well, what do you see as the new year? We're getting very close to, you know, embracing 2019. What's on the docket for the town council?
Well, one of them, we're coming up about every 40 years, we have to come up with a development plan, and we're about two-thirds of the way through that. That's about a 170-page document.
Wow.
And we try to project how we want, so where residential will go, where business will go, and things like that. And that's a state-mandated plan.
And that's how many years do you have to do that?
You've got about 40 years.
40? Wow. That's really...
We're smarter than you thought we were, aren't we?
I'm impressed. I don't know. I'm suddenly speechless. But that's okay, because the thing about you, Larry Huntley, if anybody's speechless, you've already got it. You've got a joke up your sleeve to just break the quiet and get everybody laughing together, does he not? Okay.
You confuse me with someone else.
Oh, I know. We'll just go with that. But we're going to come back, because we got a lot more to talk about with Bill, and hashtag honorary Bill, also known as Larry Huntley. Right now, thank you so much for being with us. We are live today from Famous Toastery right here in Tiga K. And of course, Close Up is made possible Tuesdays and Thursdays by our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, and thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Go ahead, get prepared. Rates are going up. Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Stay tuned. Lots more on the other side.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Fad diets, magic pills, people holding up pants. If you struggle with obesity, you've seen it all. Everything except results. At Piedmont Medical Center, we know there's no magic solution for weight loss, but there is a medical solution. Weight loss surgery can not only help you maintain a healthy weight, it can also ease conditions that help you from living a healthy, happy life. Find out if surgical weight loss is the solution for you. Go to PiedmontMedicalCenterWeightLoss.com. That's PiedmontMedicalCenterWeightLoss.com. Or click on the banner to register for a seminar.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
Yes, and sitting with me today, I have Larry Huntley, serves on the town council of Fort Mill, South Carolina for 12 years. And if you have the opportunity, make sure to tune in to Channel 115. Tony McMahon is the videographer, and every meeting, town council meeting, he makes sure that he is there to film and upload so that anyone that missed those meetings can stay on top of what's happening in Fort Mill. This past Saturday was the Christmas parade, and it was cold and it rained, and gosh, Larry, I just imagine that nobody showed. Would I be right?
You were wrong.
I'm wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
The mayor saw the weather radar, and she saw the rain coming, and we started the parade 10 minutes early.
Okay, outrun it.
And the rain started precisely the time the parade started. And
man,
we probably had as big a crowd as we have ever had.
I love it.
And I was luckily inside of a pickup truck, being a redneck I am. And everybody was smiling and waving, and just everybody just so happy. And also on our Christmas tree lighting the previous Thursday. And we had a big, big crowd for that, and it was really done well.
I love tradition, and I think it is so important that tradition continues. And we always know that, you know, that first Saturday in December is going to be the Fort Mill Christmas Parade. It's a tradition, it's a mindset, and it just lets you know if you get out of your house, it's really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. And it's almost impossible not to smile, whether you're watching the parade or you're in the parade. You know, it's just a cool feeling. So let's pass on over and visit a little bit with Bill. Now, I have to ask you, Bill, you guys have been coming to Famous Toastery probably since I've been hosting the show, which is
at least
going on over, 4 years? I mean, it's been a long time, 3 years at least. And what I have observed, you all are consistent. Communication is always a challenge. So what is your preferred way of communicating with your friends?
These days it has to be email.
Email,
yeah,
okay.
Email. We email at least by Wednesday of every week and try to ascertain who's going to be sick, who's going to be out of town, whatever.
Yeah.
But we'll usually wind up with at least two of us showing up for lunch.
Awesome. So tell me your last name. I want to make sure our listeners know that.
Last name is Treffinger, which nobody will remember.
Well, those who know you will.
That's
and you'll
right.
know other people. It'll surprise you. You'll be like, hey, did I hear your voice sounds familiar? Did I hear you on the radio? I mean, come on, Bill. You have no idea how
That's
many
happened before,
listeners
yeah.
I have. And quite an audience here. So you're
wow.
big time.
hey.
Expect your life to change.
I don't know if I can stand it.
So tell me this, though. You know, we just said goodbye to our 41st president, George H.W. Bush. And one thing that we have learned and has been highlighted is the priority that he placed on friendship. How did the three of you meet?
It was mainly a church situation. I think, you know, there is a fourth to our group.
Where is he today?
He's in Jacksonville, I believe. But
That's better than jail.
Yeah. It's better, yeah. Well, we'd go visit him, but that's happened before.
You're not here.
No.
No. You're fair game.
That's right. That's right.
So you met in church.
Yeah, mostly church experiences.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes during the, I guess, earning years, the working years, it seems that men especially don't take the time to spend time with other fellows, and yet it's so important to have that brotherhood. We're seeing a lot of changes in tradition, as it seems that, well, let's look at the Boy Scouts. Now the Boy Scouts has changed what has always been tradition. Were you a Boy Scout?
For a while, yes.
Yeah? Well, how do you feel about their new policies to include girls?
Sounds like trouble to me.
Okay.
Sounds like a lot of trouble.
You got something to say, Bill? No. Were you a Boy Scout?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's move it on over here to... Bill, what is your last name?
Sandmon.
Go ahead and say it in that mic right there. Okay.
Bill Sandmon.
All righty.
I may not remember that either. There aren't many in the country.
You know what? We're going to take a mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation just to get some insight about new policies, Boy Scouts, and I just think we've kind of had a buffet lunch of topics here today. So I know you all are enjoying that. I wanted to say thanks to our presenting sponsors who make Close Up possible every Tuesdays and Thursday from 12 to 12:30. But we're coming back, so don't go away. And Piedmont Medical Center, of course, is our presenting sponsor. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Kuster commercial real estate for the Carolinas. And our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Lots more Close Up, so stay tuned.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K. We want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and my guest today, I'm just having such a good time, of course, Larry Huntley. Just always fun and lighthearted and yet very intelligent and capable as the town councilman here in Fort Mill. And of course, Bill Trafinger. Did I say that pretty closely? And then Bill, and your last name one more time?
Sandmon.
Got it. Now, we were, when we went to break, we were talking about Boy Scouts, and I knew that you had something to say because you flipped over the receipt, because we're right here today in TGK at Famous Toastery, and started taking notes. I gather that you yourself were a Boy Scout.
Yes, I made a star, rank of star.
Well, congratulations. I don't know very much. Tell me what rank of star means.
It's a mid-grade. It's two below Eagle Scout.
Okay. So you were in not just 1 year. You did Scouts for a while.
2 years.
2 years. A couple of years. Mm-hmm. And what do you feel? Do you feel like this, I don't know, going forward, we seem as a society to think about everybody. We want balance. We want equality. We want girls and the Boy Scouts and Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. Where do you think we're going? When does it stop?
I don't know when it's going to stop, but it's going very fast. And I don't think we're all that knowledgeable where it's going to go. I have three daughters, so I'm a little partial.
Yeah?
To that side of the ledger.
And I think that that qualifies you to talk on the subject when you yourself have three daughters.
And three granddaughters.
Aww. No boys?
Yes, I have two grandsons.
Well, you have, wow, what a blessed man you are.
Thank you.
What type of work did you do?
I was in the Air Force for 22 years.
Well, thank you so much for your service. We appreciate you. You probably heard George H.W. Bush, his name quite often.
Yes, he was a great man, and yesterday was a great testament to his life.
It really was. The mix of humor and accomplishments. One thing that stood out to me is how little he shared about his experience in the Navy.
Right.
That was a generational thing.
I can relate to that. My dad was in that war and was shot down and spent 18 months in a VA hospital from his wound. So.
Wow.
Yesterday meant a lot to me.
Yes, yes. There's a reason we refer to them as the greatest generation, because it wasn't a choice. It seems like it wasn't a choice to serve or not to serve. It was what you did.
Right.
It was part of your duty.
And I served in Vietnam, and that was quite different, because it was a lot went on there that the public doesn't know.
Now that I'm a mother, and I know the ages of those who served in Vietnam, my heart breaks even more because of the youth and what you were called to do. Again, thank you so much for your service. So you really had a career, 22 years in the Air Force.
Yeah, I saw much of Europe and Asia, and saw 40-some states while I was in service.
Makes you appreciate home and all that we have sacrificed as a nation to be where we are today. And the holidays are sometimes moments of joy and moments of a little sadness, because people who have been very special in our lives are no longer here with us physically. How do you celebrate the holidays?
I remember my father. Are you referring to Christmas also?
Yes.
Well, we get together with family for between 12 and 16 of us.
Oh, wow.
We sing together and we pray together, and then we thank the Lord for all our blessings.
Wow. What a beautiful way to bring the holiday season home, rich in tradition. And what about you, Bill? How are you going to celebrate the holidays this year?
I think this year we're probably going to hang around town and just go to church services and just keep it simple.
Now, do you have children?
No.
No children, so it'll be family and church. And relationships.
That's
again,
it.
Friendship, so very important. Let's swing it on over to Larry Huntley here, sir. Now tell me about your holiday. How will you be spending and celebrating? I know that it's going to be hard to top the parade, because you know.
We have our son and his two sons live about 5 blocks away from us.
Awesome.
And they'll come over to our house. We'll go to the other grandparents for lunch on Christmas Eve, and then they'll come to our house for Christmas Eve supper. And you were talking about holidays.
Yes.
I heard a guy that said, what is heaven like? He said, heaven will be like a great big Thanksgiving dinner with all the family around the table.
Ah.
Speaking of George Bush.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I need another half hour just to continue the conversation. You all, thank you for your perspective and your wisdom. And thank you for tuning into this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center, Houston Commercial, York Electrical Operative, co-sponsored, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, and of course, Famous Toastery.